Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Close your eyes, if you can, and imagine with me that it's 1965, and you're walking arm in arm with civil rights activists in Selma, Alabama. Okay, now you're in Little Rock, 1957, in a crowd where white teens are tormenting young black students trying to desegregate a high school.
Shut him up.
This is the kind of history class that Ovell Hamilton is teaching at Morehouse College. He's using virtual reality, what some call the metaverse, to transport students into history. And he joins us. Ovell Hamilton, welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So let me first ask you to send us into a virtual reality scene. What is one of your favorite scenes with those headsets? What does it feel like? What does it sound like?
Basically, like I say, it's a out-of-body experience, sort of, because, like I say, you do have an avatar, but it gives you an experiential experience, especially when you own that bridge in Selma in 1965, and you can get an experience on how the civil rights marchers felt, especially when they came on the bridge and saw the police. And so we teach that to give a greater appreciation of history and a greater in-depth knowledge of history as well.
And what was it like when you first put on the headset? Were you like, whoa?
Yes, I was a little bit overwhelmed because it was like a dream come true for me, because I always wanted a media that I can take the kids to the historical artifacts instead of just telling them in class and just lecturing them in class. I can actually take them to like the Great Wall of China, the Machu Picchu and places like that, and other events in history instead of just sitting in the classroom.
Let me ask you how your students have reacted. You describe being on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, and your syllabus says the marchers are faced with a choice. They're marching toward a death trap, as the syllabus calls it, of police, or turning around and running. It's visceral. How do students react in real time when they're in that situation?
I'd just say it's more of an emotional reaction because a lot of them didn't know the whole story. And they're like, wow, I didn't know this happened. Wow, I didn't know they had to go through this. Wow, I didn't know how this felt and things like that. And so that incident in virtuality gives them a perspective and appreciate the legacies, the historical events, the people and what they went through. So it's like, okay, now I see what they went through. I see what they had to do. And so now it's responsibility falls on me. And be more socially responsible, politically responsible, and go out and vote and not be lackluster about my civic duties, you know.
I mean, virtual reality can almost be too real. Are there any students who say, this is overdoing it for me? I mean, this is real life. These are fearful situations.
Yes. And what I do is I before we go in, I always give a little pep talk first and say, if anybody having any problems, you know, please let me know.
Okay.
And I always tell them if you can't bear the scene or if the scene's too much for you, please, you know, because you have an out, you can just exit out of the scene.
I wonder if there's a trade-off here. I mean, I can imagine being in your class, learning this history, being so experiential. With history, it's also important to step back from emotions, right? And analyze with an open mind. Can that be a challenge?
Yes, it is. But what I've done, I lecture on Mondays and Wednesdays. And then on Fridays, we go into virtuality. But we lecture about the topic first, look at all the parameters, look at all the events, the key people. We do question and answer sessions. And then we take that experience and those questions and those people and those events, and we put it in virtuality on the Friday.
Has there been any pushback, any criticism? I understand one of your Friday virtual reality lessons is putting students on a slave ship.
Yeah, not from the students, though. When I taught the lesson, like I say, they appreciate the lesson. They appreciate the experience. But what I've seen on the Instagram and some of the Facebook posts, some of the outside people have pushed back on it.
Oh, what did they say?
They were saying Black history shouldn't start with slavery. We're more than slavery. But like I said, they're not in the course, and I teach more than just slavery. I teach, like, say, the Haitian Revolution. I teach World War I, World War II, and also blacks in South America, the Afrocentric ideas in South America and legacies in South America as well. But like I said, they're not in the class and they're not part of the class, so they don't know that.
Oh, understand. And finally, where could this go? Could it extend to other kinds of classes, to other disciplines? How do you think about that?
Yeah, well, just like what we have here at Morehouse, like say we started with maybe two classes when we first started, history, war history, and men's health. And now we have 15 courses offered in virtuality. It's also been, I've seen it at the high school level as well. I'm thinking high school, junior high, and elementary, maybe. And then also we're looking at the global impact, because when I'm on the Engage platform, which is the virtuality platform, I have people from all over the world trying to get into my class, from China, from Britain, from France.
Oh, they want in. They're asking to join your class.
Right. But like I said, it's only for the students, so I had to put a password on it.
Yeah. Morehouse College history professor Ovell Hamilton, who is described as a metaverse professor of history. Ovell, thanks for the time.
Thank you.